environment that this administration has put in place has made it harder on Kansas businesses.
That audio from WIBW, as Juliet Abdul, the president of the Greater Topeka Chamber of Commerce, also said that one of the top of mind for business and economic leaders in the area was to see cohesive efforts from Congress to try to oppose any further regulations.
The industries that we touched focus on our contractors industry. We had manufacturers that we went out and saw. We had fabrication companies. So they represent different needs and different niches in our community.
Mid-America Network News.
4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to say goodbye to 2023 and hello to a brand new 2024 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Same fair pricing with new incentives to ensure you get a great deal. And the same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranties and limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
The Kansas Department of Agriculture says that they are looking for feedback from ag leaders across the state regarding the 2024 custom rates survey. As WIBW reports that they are seeking that feedback to help collect data information on rates that were paid for agricultural custom work, as the survey was administered through the Kansas State University Land Use Survey Center. It's set to be open from now through April 30th of the year. They say the survey helps collect data from charges for ag customer work, feed preparation, and machinery rental. And they say whether you provide custom services or you hire custom services, knowing accurate competitive prices is crucial for the sustainability of agricultural operations around the Mid-America region. In a statement from the Secretary, Mike Beam, he said, quote, we view the Kansas Customer Rates Survey as a valuable tool for farmers, ranchers, and agribusinesses to access as they consider contracts and agriculture service arrangements. They are encouraging any ag leaders, you can go to the website to fill out the survey at kstate.qualtrics.com.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. I am Felix Johnson. U.S. Representative Don Bacon, a Republican from Nebraska, has drawn two primary challengers. And since saying he would not support President Donald Trump during the Grand Ole Party's presidential primary, Bacon is a Sarpy County resident looking for his fifth term to represent the 2nd Congressional District, told the crowd that he supported Trump in 2016 and was the first member of Nebraska's congressional delegation to support him in 2020, but has since changed his mind in the aftermath of the January 6th storming of the Capitol. In other news, U.S. Senator from Nebraska Pete Ricketts announced that over $21 million in federal funding he helped secure for the Nebraska Department of Transportation will go to reconstructing approximately 9 miles of eastbound Interstate 80 between Odessa and Kearney. The grants are called multimodal project discretionary grants from the Department of Transportation at the federal level, and they will also allow for a replacement of a rural bridge. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
More in 24 from Rusty Eck Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More presidents award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty Eck Ford. Wichita's only presidents award-winning dealership. 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty Eck Ford has factory-certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs.
needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only Rusty Eck Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Rusty Eck Ford and Rusty Eck Ford.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A program on managing risk with ARC PLC and SCO, considering trade-offs and tools, will be featured next Friday, February 2nd, via Zoom conference with K-State Department of Ag Economics. Deadline for selecting ag risk coverage, price loss coverage for crops with base acres is March 15th, same deadline as for crop insurance for spring planted crops. Producers who select PLC have the option of adding an SCO or supplemental coverage option to their crop insurance policy. This webinar will cover implications of current market conditions for these choices and tools available on agmanager.info to support producer decisions. No fee, but advance registration is required. Contact your local Extension District office for more information, or Rich Llewellyn at rvl@ksu.edu. This Zoom conference, Friday, February 2nd, noon to 1. If you're unable to attend the live meeting, recordings of the presentation will be available afterward. Kansas State University beef extension specialists and agents will be hosting several cow-calf production-focused meetings throughout the state in late January and February. The programs are a joint effort between state specialists and local extension units, and aim to address various topics pertinent to local needs and conditions experienced by producers. Topics will range from risk management tools and cow herd nutrition considerations following drought to heifer development strategies and bull selection. Meetings will be held in Hayes, Larned, Smith Center, Eureka, and in Seneca February 5th. Rebuilding the Cow Herd will be featured at 6:30 p.m. at the Wolfson-Croft Events Center in Seneca. For additional information or RSVP, contact Ross Mosteller at 785-336-2184. Information about the series of meetings can also be found at ksubeef.org. Pony Express Partnership for Children Director April Todd will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. She talks about a recent opening of the Bright Beginnings Child Daycare Center through the Pony Express Partnership.
We have a grant through the state of Kansas, through the Kansas Children's Cabinet and Trust Fund. And when they asked us, you know, what needs do you think you have that you can utilize those funds for? We knew that daycare, it was time to finally try to tackle the daycare issue and address daycare. So we set out to open another facility that we could add some additional spots for little ones to attend.
Join the conversation with April Todd during our public affairs program airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. The efforts through the Pony Express Partnership for Children are to help address a growing need for child care within our rural Kansas communities.
We do have several current in-home daycare providers. Many of those folks are approaching retirement. And so I do think what we see as already what I would consider a crisis for child care is certainly going to be exacerbated in the coming years quickly here as many of those providers move into retirement.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, a Polish dog, diced potatoes, sauerkraut, mixed vegetables, and fruit cocktail. Monday's menu, it's chicken with rice, asparagus, and plums. KNDY News Time is 7:13.
Get ready for an unforgettable shopping experience during the annual Prompalooza at Diane's Dresses, featuring an extensive selection of over 500 dresses, ensuring there's something for everyone. Arrive early to secure the best choices and don't miss your chance to win $100 off your dress. Shop Prompalooza Saturday 9 to 5 and Sunday noon to 4. It's a weekend of style and savings you don't want to miss at Diane's Dresses in Wymore.
Senior Saturday is this Saturday at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art. Anyone over the age of 60 is invited to come to the Art Center for a free breakfast and to view Fiber Arts and Crafts, a collection of local artist creations. Senior Saturday is this Saturday from 8 to 10 a.m. Sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Some freezing fog possible early on today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 30s. Staying cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Staying sunny into Saturday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Then partly cloudy over Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. Warming up into Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s. And partly cloudy throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower 30s. More sunshine throughout the day on Monday with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. And clear skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the lower 30s. Still sunny into Tuesday with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. And mostly clear skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the lower 30s. Still staying warmer into Wednesday, more sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. And mostly clear skies over Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. Still staying sunny into next Thursday with our highs in the lower to mid 50s. Temperatures staying warmer throughout much of next week and cooler into the weekend. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late January, 40, record high on this date, 66. The average low, 19, the record low, 13, below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:40, sunset this evening at 5:39. Right at the freezing mark, 32 degrees, might be a few slick spots out and about. Fog seems to have dissipated some. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 26th of January. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
At Tony's Meat Market in Marysville, fresh is the expectation, not a choice. Offering special orders, a drive-thru window for easy pickup, and always the freshest meat around. If you haven't seen what Tony's Meat Market has to offer, swing on down to 1509 Center Street in Marysville across from Superwash. Steaks, pork chops, hamburger, chicken, barbecue essentials, and now ice cold beer. Whether you're feeding 5 or 50, Tony's has you covered. A friend from the first visit. That's Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. Down goes number one. At the Australian Open, defending champion and top-ranked Novak Djokovic fell early this morning to fourth-ranked Jannik Sinner. The final call on ESPN, Sinner ended Djokovic's 10-match semifinal win streak, Sinner's third win in their last four meetings. On the court post-match, Sinner said he's learned a lot from Djokovic.
It's always nice to have this kind of player where you can learn from. I lost last year in the semis in Wimbledon, so I think I learned a lot from that. And, you know, it's all part of the process. I'm really happy to share this here with you guys and also with my team.
The Italian reaches his first career Grand Slam final, which will be played on Sunday. The rivalry matchups in the NBA continued last night with the Warriors hosting the Kings. Harrison Barnes was scorching hot against his old team.
Hooks the pass. They swing to Barnes. Corner three. Harrison! The Falcon Barnes has just knocked down another triple.
The call on KHTK. Barnes had a career-high 39 points. De'Aaron Fox added 29 of his own. And the game-sealing stop on Steph Curry. Kings hold on for the 134-133 win. Elsewhere, a pair of blowouts with the Knicks blowing away the Nuggets 122-84. The Celtics pounded Miami 143-110. The Lakers beat the Bulls 141-132. NHL, the Oilers extended their win streak to 15, shutting out the Blackhawks 3-0. Men's top 25 college hoops, Oregon State shocked number 9 Arizona with a buzzer-beating 83-80 win. On the women's side, top-ranked South Carolina held off number 9 LSU 76-70. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Semifinal round scores in the Hiawatha Girls Invitational. Concordia beat Hiawatha. Lafayette took St. Mary's. And Topeka Hayden topped Marysville 61-34. Marysville wrestlers fell to Abilene, North Central Kansas League duel 55-18 on Thursday. Friday night tips, Marysville boys at Nema Hall Central, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Hanover at Centralia, live on FM 95.5. Frankfort travels to Clifton Clyde. Axtell entertains Riverside. Washington County home to Troy. Lynn's at Onega. Diller O'Dell at Superior. And Southern at Johnson Brock.
Always catch the game at Sargent's in Marysville. But this Sunday, root on the Chiefs with an AFC Championship-sized tailgate party. On special, $2 domestic cans while you're invited to bring your best tailgate dish. Celebrate another Chiefs game day Sunday with Sarge's Potluck Tailgate Party, kicking off at 1 p.m.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The Dow Jones turned around daily losses from earlier in the week to pick up 243 points and close Thursday back above 38,000. The S&P added 0.5%, the NASDAQ gained 0.2%, enough for new record high closes for both indexes. The American spending spree continues, as reflected in quarterly earnings from Visa. The digital payments company posted a net profit for the final 3 months of 2023 of nearly $4.9 billion. That's $700 million higher than the same period in 2022. Weaker than anticipated sales have Levi Strauss laying off at least 10% of its global corporate workforce between now and the middle of the year. The apparel company has about 19,000 employees around the world. Microsoft has become the second company ever to achieve a $3 trillion market valuation. The tech giant's per-share price was $404.87 at the close yesterday. Apple hit the $3 trillion mark in December of last year. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
It's time to tax like a champ with help from your local pros at H&R Block. Block guarantees 100% accuracy and your max refund or your money back.
Walk in or make an appointment with your local H&R Block agent, 907 Broadway in Marysville or 115 North 6th Street in Beatrice, to see for yourself why it's better with Block.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
See your local H&R Block office in Marysville, 907 Broadway, or in Beatrice at 115 North 6th.
Good Friday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, it is Friday, and at this time in these mornings, we check in with Larry Steckline for the latest Steckline report, as USDA has a most recent hay report out. Larry?
A crop production 23 summary included data on hay production. And it's kind of interesting because we haven't had one of these for a good long time. But I got to tell you, I'm hearing all kinds of stories about what they're charging for alfalfa and prairie hay and all kinds of stuff around. Even just plain old weeds are selling pretty good. In the meantime, are we really that short? Boy, not according to those boys in Washington. They ought to have several loads for you folks at half price. All hay production in the U.S. was 6.3% higher than a year ago. 7.8% below the 10-year average, though, yet. Alfalfa was 2.2% higher year over year. 9.8%, though, down from a year ago. Total other hay production was up 9.5%, and I believe that one because I know a lot of farmers that cut everything that looked like it was green, baled it up, so I understand that. Total hay stocks were at 6.9% higher in 2023, 10.8% below the 10-year average, though, continuing. Seems like plenty of hay around. So why is it so expensive? Kansas was down 12% in hay stocks. Nebraska, up 28%. Oklahoma, up 96%. Kentucky, down 3.25%. And they're the only ones that joined us. Everybody else is kind of up. So all in all, folks, got a lot of hay around. It's just not around here. So trucking costs, no doubt about that. Those old kids that grew a lot, we got to go get it. And we got to pay to get it here. And that's pretty expensive. In the meantime, we'll kind of check out things over on the cattle side. Do we need more hay than what we're looking at right now? And will those prices continue to be strong? Looks like they will through this year here. See you on the next Stechline Report.
Quality, integrity, durability. These values make Landall stand out above the rest. Landall Company offers stable employment, competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, overtime hours, growth opportunities, and a benefit package that includes profit sharing, comprehensive insurance package, paid time off, and more. It's not too late to get your new year started off right. Apply online today at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381. EEO Employer Vets and Disabilities welcome. Learn more online at Landall.com today.
Try planting a different kind of corn in your fields. Popcorn. If there's a buyer, popcorn can be a lucrative specialty crop on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Control the toughest weeds with overlapping residuals. Lock in the longest-lasting control for your soybean fields. A pre-emergence application of an Authority brand herbicide plus a post-application of Anthem Max herbicide establishes the overlapping residual control key to safeguarding your soybean seasons. This pairing is a heavy-duty, economical strategy against Palmer amaranth, water hemp, kochia, and more. Visit your FMC retailer or lockin.ag.fmc.com today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Is a favorite snack food that's been around for thousands of years. Planting and growing popcorn is very similar to regular field corn and can be harvested by combine with specific settings to reduce kernel damage. The main differences come into play after harvest. Jay Holbert is the president and CEO of Ag Alumni Seed in Indiana. He says popcorn can't be dried with a high-heat dryer like regular corn because it reduces popping expansion. Instead, it's conditioned either by the popcorn company or in the farmer's bin using ambient air. It's critical to have the right amount of moisture in the kernel for the pressure buildup and explosion that creates popcorn.
Most popcorn companies want their farmers to harvest at, let's say, 15 to 17%. You don't want to go too much lower than that because too dry, it doesn't pop as well. If you're too wet, you run a greater risk of scuffing the pericarp, and a cracked or scuffed pericarp is not going to pop. That's where a lot of the old maids that you see in popcorn come from.
Popcorn companies contract with growers and buy it from them by the pound. The price per pound is set by the companies.
Normally, they want to run their contract so that they're paying a premium over the Chicago Board of Trade price for corn. They pay a premium in order to encourage that special care and handling that's going to be required, especially at harvest, to get really high-quality popcorn.
Holbert emphasizes that before you decide to plant popcorn, know exactly where it will be sold after harvest. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about growing popcorn at agriculture.com.
There will be a land auction, 157 acres in Murray Township, Marshall County, selling for the Shirley Spangler Estate, Friday, January 26th, sale at 10 a.m. at the Axtell American Legion. 157 acres with 120 acres more or less planted crops in a corn and soybean rotation. 10 acres waterways, 14 acres of meadow that's hayed. There is an older farmstead at 2680 Indian Road on 4 acres that includes a three-bedroom house, barn, and other outbuildings on well water and REA. Balance of 9 acres, mostly tree-lined ditches, farms on a blacktop road only a few miles from the grain elevator. This land auction for the Shirley Spangler Estate, Friday, January 26th, 10 a.m. at the Axtell American Legion. For inspection or details, contact Rob or Tom Olmsted with Olmsted Real Estate. More details online, olmstedrealestate.com. Broker and auctioneer.
Some mountainous regions in the West are famous for air inversions. We will take an in-depth look at those today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 26th, the 26th day of the year. Hockey great Wayne Gretzky has a birthday, and it's Australia Day down under, the anniversary of the arrival of the first European settlers. We usually experience wintertime air as crisp and clean. That's because pollutants and ozone get trapped in precipitation or blown away by gusty winds. But if you've ever experienced an inversion, you know how that description gets turned on its head. Inversions occur when upper layers of warm air trap areas of cooler air in place, along with emissions from vehicles, factories, power plants, and more. If you have any breathing concerns, pay attention to the forecast for inversions, especially in mountainous regions in the West, where they occur more frequently. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The Shockers have dropped their 8th straight game under the first year of head coach Paul Mills, this time to East Carolina at Charles Koch Arena, 54-52. Here's what guard Kobe Rogers had to say.
You look at turnovers and you look at maybe missed free throws and things like that, you realize how important every possession is. You know, so I mean, it's like, right there, we just got to keep trying to get over that hump.
Head coach Paul Mills isn't happy with the turnovers either.
You're talking to somebody who, if you look at the last 3 years, has coached a team that has been number one in the country at not turning it over. So I can't tell you how much it bothers me that it's on my shoulders that we've got to better prepare these guys.
The Shockers' next game is also at home against SMU on Sunday. The game will air on ESPN2 at 2 o'clock. Mid-American Network Sports.
4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to say goodbye to 2023 and hello to a brand new 2024 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Same fair pricing with new incentives to ensure you get a great deal. And the same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
The Kansas City Chiefs are headed to their sixth straight AFC Championship game, this time matching up with the Baltimore Ravens at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore. Here's what quarterback Patrick Mahomes had to say about the offense's sudden resurgence in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, it's Coach Reed. I mean, the mindset that he comes into the building with every single day, the leadership that he has, he comes in and we're about ball. We're about having our brothers back, going in there and doing whatever we can to win, but at the same time, love each other and get the best out of each other every single day, on and off the field.
Chiefs All-Pro kicker Harrison Butker discussed some of the science of kicking with the forecast coming in Baltimore.
As a kicker, your competition is kind of the surface you're playing on and the weather. So things I look at are, is it going to be sunny? And then if it's going to be sunny, what's the stadium configuration? Because you need to know where the shadows are going to be. That's something that's always affected me, especially if the holder, maybe his shadow is causing where the ball's going to go to be really dark. So, you know, when the ball gets put down, I'm not going to be able to see it.
Despite a strong start for the Marysville girls in the semifinal of the Hiawatha Girls Invitational, top seed Topeka Hayden took Marysville down 61-34. Marysville had the lead first 4 to 5 minutes of the ball game, but Hayden took that first quarter 28-17, never looked back, with eight players scoring, led by Lauren Sandstrom with 14 points, Riley Meyer with 11, and Leah Fulton scored 10 as Hayden improves to 12-1 on the season. Marysville led by Lindsay Dressman with 12, 10 of those in the first quarter. Casey Rush in double figures with 10 as Marysville falls to 5-6. Final Hayden 61, Marysville 34. Top two seeds of the tournament match up in the championship Saturday afternoon. That's Hayden and Lafayette out of St. Joe. Marysville and St. Mary's tipping the consolation about 3. We'll have it live on TNDY.
Semifinal round scores in the Hiawatha Girls Invitational. Concordia beat Hiawatha. Lafayette took St. Mary's. And Topeka Hayden top Marysville 61-34. Marysville wrestlers fell to Abilene, North Central Kansas League duel 55-18 on Thursday. Friday night tips, Marysville boys at Nema Hall Central, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Hanover at Centralia, live on FM 95.5. Frankfort travels to Clifton Clyde, Axtell entertains Riverside, Washington County home to Troy, Linz at Onega, Dillon O'Dell at Superior, and Southern at Johnson Brock.
KNDY.